This is a podcast from the BBC.
It turns out that this episode of the podcast contains some strong language. Not the really bad stuff, but probably not the stuff you want little kids to hear. It also includes the word testicles.
Hello, everyone. Episode 2. Who would have thought? It's been a funny week since we did this podcast because we only ever planned to do one, and I didn't expect people to like it so much. We've decided to do a second one, and that's why we're here today. The Scott Mills Daily used to go out Monday to Friday. It only goes out Monday to Thursday now. So we've decided to do this extra show for you just to kind of compensate you for your loss. And people seem to really be liking it. I just want to say a massive thank you to everyone that has sent in messages. Like this one from Keisha. She messaged me on Instagram just saying, "I'm listening to your podcast and I'm in convulsions. You are a, I can't say that word, legend. Can't wait for next week's one." I also want to say a big hello to Marie, to Welsh Fairy on Twitter, to Abby Ashcroft for your lovely message, to Paul, Jono, Sophie Jade, thank you, and everyone that has got in touch just to say that they enjoyed the honesty of the first ever extra podcast. In the last one, we asked you to come up with a decent name for this Friday podcast because we haven't got one at the moment. At the moment, this show is just the Chris Stark Friday extra podcast. Is that right, Sam? Yeah, that's kind of what we're calling it at the moment. We've had a few suggestions. I don't think any of them are quite working yet. Probably the best one that we've got is from Steve, who messaged me on Insta just saying that we should call it Mills After Stark. But I think it's a bit too like the Love Island thing for us to get away with. Admin aside, it's been a weird week. Scott was away in New York on Monday, and then I had to take a day off because I was a little bit sicky. It did mean that me and Jordan North got to do a show on Monday, though, for the first time. I think there were some really special moments from that. We're going to be catching up with Jordan North on this podcast as a bit of a kind of debrief as to what happened. Also, on Monday, I said the word testicles. Now, I wasn't allowed to talk about this too much because obviously you can't just say this kind of thing and then examine it on air. But I think we should really come back to this on this podcast and perhaps have a look at what words you can and can't say on radio, because between me and you, there was a conversation in the office afterwards with one of our bosses, and we disagreed on what is suitable. Also, we're going to get more of your questions as well. Loads of you were on with questions about me, about Scott, about Radio 1, about the presenters here. So we'll get through a few more of those. There is, of course, going to be someone on this podcast who got famous through the week, kind of inadvertently, and we'll be speaking to them too. Oh, and by the way, if we sound a little bit weird right now, it's because I'm having to record this from the Newsbeat studio, which is a kind of intimidating experience because the second you're in here, you feel like you should be doing the news. But the best thing about it is it does mean that I've got all of these in front of me.
This is
BBC
Newsbeat.
Just for a second, imagine that I was the voice of Newsbeat. It could be phenomenal.
BBC
Newsbeat.
Trying to think of a decent headline that I could do. It's harder than you'd think. Podcast launches on a Friday.
BBC
Newsbeat.
Anyway, the buttons are a little bit unfamiliar here. Bear with me. And let's crack on with the second podcast. We go again. And we'll start like last week. And let's give Scott Mills a call.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, just wanted to give you a quick call. I'm doing the podcast at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
Where do we find you right now?
My life is very varied, just, you know. So, you know, we should talk about this because, you know, this podcast is supposed to be like behind the scenes of the show. So we should talk about what happens post-show. You know, I always go and visit that toilet downstairs, don't I?
Yeah, there's a special loo here. So there's toilets on the floor that Radio 1's on. And then there's a loo that's near the entrance to the BBC. And you prefer to go in there for reasons I've never really understood. Like, you'll almost save yourself up here so you can go down and enjoy it down there.
Thing is, I don't like the ones on the Radio 1 floor, on the 8th floor. I prefer to come all the way down to the ground floor near where BBC News is. And it's just like my happy place, really. I don't really like the ones on the 8th floor. So, as you know, I will save it. And after the show, I'll treat myself to a trip to the ground floor.
Yeah, and I wonder why that is. Is that just because you don't feel comfortable being around colleagues up here?
It's a bit of that. Yeah, it's kind of a hidden away toilet, isn't it, really? So I don't actually know. I just kind of prefer it. But as you know, after every show, I will go there. It's habit, you know. It's part of my routine.
Not sure why we were getting onto this.
No. Anyway, so that's Radio 1, and now I am waiting for Anne Widdecombe.
Oh, right. At the toilets.
No. I've left Radio 1.
Oh, sorry. I've missed some of the story here.
And I'm now at a filming studio in London's busy West End. And I am actually waiting in reception for Anne Widdecombe. And I'm going to do some filming with her for an upcoming Strictly Come Dancing special, or as you call it, Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah, Strictly Come Dancing. So what are you doing with Anne Widdecombe? So you've both been contestants, so I'm assuming this is some kind of like joke episode?
No, it's a show that's going to be on soon after the Strictly launch, which is in a few weeks, and it's called Strictly the Best. And it's basically like... It's like an adult movie for Strictly fans. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's Strictly fans, they love... No, it's not. No, me and Anna... It's not that. That's not why me and Anna...
It's an adult version of Strictly Come Dancing.
No, it is basically... Right, so... Strictly fans love Strictly, right? They can't get enough of it. So imagine if there was a show on TV which took you, a little bit like this podcast, behind the scenes. So you get all gossip of like what it was like to be a contestant. And it's going to be on after the Strictly launch this year. Now, I don't know why I've been paired up with Anne Widdecombe, but I think I can guess. Call me a cynic, but I think, and they've not said this, the reason that me and Anne have been put together is because we were the rubbish ones.
Yeah.
So we've got to kind of reminisce together about what our time was like on Strictly.
So anyway, that's tonight. So that's what you're doing tonight. You're off to film something for Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah, for Strictly Come Dancing, and it's going to be on in a couple of weeks after the launch show. So, yeah.
Okay, and then we're at Reading this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, what a varied week. Do you know what I mean? Like, one minute you're playing Brockhampton, this new boy band on the radio, then you're going to see Anne Widdecombe, then you're going to Reading Festival. My life is varied, but I'm looking forward
really
to
varied.
It. We're on stage, don't forget. Also, don't do that thing where you... like aren't contactable. We're on stage at 9:45 and you need to be there at 9:15 next to the Radio 1 stage.
Who, me?
Yeah, because I can imagine me ringing you and you'll just be in some tent somewhere and it'll be ringing out and I'll be getting stressed about it.
I'll be real. We'll be all right. We'll be together probably. Just before you go, after last week's podcast, there was loads of people that wanted to ask you questions and a lot of them centred around rumours on this show. Innuendo Bingo, when's it coming back?
It's going to come back before the end of the year, bigger and better. I want the level of celebrity to be high, you know, because in the past it's been great. I didn't mind doing it with Lauren Pope, but I'm aiming higher in 2018. That's what I'm going to say.
I think that was the lowest point on Innuendo Bingo, actually, Lauren Pope.
Yeah.
Because she hated it.
Yeah,
but I don't think she was a big enough celebrity to hate it and be there. She didn't have to be there. She didn't have to come play. Do you know what I mean?
She was about to walk out. She's like, am I going to get my hair wet? And I've just had my nails done. Will it affect that? I'm like, well, has no one told you what this game is or shown you a video? So, yeah. That was a low point. Also, do you remember the other one, which was really bad, was Jessie J?
Yes.
Oh, she was not happy.
It's stupid because you don't have to play the game. The reason why a lot of people do it is to come and promote something, but you don't have to do this. You can go do something else if you want. But if you come and do this, you should come and play the game properly. That's our view, isn't it?
You know, no disrespect to the past contestants. There have been some great ones, but it's going to be... I'm going to make Innuendo Bingo great again.
Yeah, I hear where you're going with that. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I had a question about this as well. So Gemma Collins apparently cancelled on Innuendo Bingo. Someone was saying, is that true?
I do believe that to be true. Yeah, I can't remember what the reason was, but it was pretty lame. But, I mean, you know, I love the GC, but yeah, it would have been like that situation in Big Brother. Guys, you know, where she was like, I know that we need hot water, but I need a blow dry. It would have been one of them. So she cancelled. Yeah.
All right, then. Well, look, it's good to speak to you.
All right, well, thanks for calling me on this on the Scott Mills Daily Extra podcast. And I hope it goes well.
All right, cheers, Scott.
Yeah. All right, sending my best.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
Something I wanted to look at in this podcast today was about the messages you guys send in to the show when we're on Radio 1.
And you guys are brilliant because without your stories, without your funny experiences in life, this show would be nothing. And we love so much that you contact me and Scott to be able to share them. But sometimes I do think that you guys are lying. For example, Brad texted into our show on Monday during Bangers to say that the speakers in his van had literally blown up. And I don't believe him for a second. So what I thought we could do is on this podcast, we could call Brad back. Brad, are you there?
I am here. Hello, Chris.
I believe we find you just as you're finishing a game of FIFA.
You did, indeed. And it was a victory, so all is good.
Very good. Against a friend or were you just against someone online?
Somebody online.
Mate, it's so satisfying when you win, isn't it?
Absolutely, especially when they disconnect.
Well, promise me you're not the kind of person that would disconnect from a game.
No, no, I'm not that guy. I can't be that guy.
You've just got to see out your beating sometimes, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. Sometimes they burn it, so...
All right, Brad, you texted in on Monday during Bangers, and my banger choice was the one that got chosen, if I remember right.
It was, yeah. It was Major Lazer.
That's right. Yeah, it was Major Lazer. And then you texted into Radio 1 saying, oh my God, what a banger. The speakers in my van have literally broken. And we get these kind of messages quite a lot. We've never really called anyone out on it. Often we just read them out. But I'm always dubious as to whether people are lying or not. So, Brad, can you just clear this up? Did the speakers in your van really blow up?
So, the song started. I turned it up. I was on a break at work. And as I say, about 30, 40 seconds in, complete silence. And then I had some static... And then again, complete silence. So I decided to text in. I was already texting originally when the song came on, and that's when they went, and that's when I finished the message. It wasn't until I received a call a little while later from one of the guys there that I actually realised he read it out and called me out as potentially making it up.
But the truth is your speakers did actually blow.
Well, what happened was... I mean, it's quite confusing because when the song was on, like I say, just completely stopped, completely silent. However, about 15 minutes later, when I was on the phone with you guys, one of the speakers connected while I was actually on the phone call. Only one of them appears to still be working. Both yourself and Major Lazer may have broken the speakers in my van.
Well, so maybe I've got this wrong. Maybe it turns out that... You know, when people text in saying these things, these kind of really outlandish things, they actually happen.
Sometimes we do tell the truth.
So are the speakers working now?
One of them. Luckily, it's not actually my van. I was using somebody else's for the day. So.
Mate, I honestly thought we were going to have to get you to admit that you were lying in your text.
No, I was being completely honest. I was being completely honest.
You know, see also people that text in saying they've just wet themselves laughing. Maybe they were telling the truth.
I hope. For their sake, that they maybe aren't telling the truth.
Well, Brad, I'm going to just take it that you're representing all listeners, and it'll be a game changer for me when I read the text screen at Radio 1.
Yeah, good. Well, there you go. Maybe we put some money back for you.
Yeah, maybe I just need to be more trusting of everyone.
Absolutely.
All right, well, cheers for clearing it up, Brad.
Not a problem at all.
Are you getting back to FIFA?
I will do now, yeah. Had to take a break.
What are you doing, season mode?
It is just seasons at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, just working your way through people then.
Absolutely.
Nice one. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
All right then, mate.
Take care.
So on Monday, I did the show with Jordan North because Scott was still in New York and we had a lot of fun. So I thought on this podcast, we could catch up with Jordan and see how he found it all. All right, Jordan.
Hey.
You know, it's our first time together on Monday.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? I enjoyed it, actually.
Yeah, I thought you might say that, but like, how actually was it for you?
Yeah, it was good. It was fine. I was, like, a bit nervous before because we've never been on air before, have we? But we get on pretty well, so, yeah, no, I enjoyed it.
All right, just in case people didn't hear the show, we had this bet on about the football, and it was whether Watford won a game or Burnley won a game because they were playing against each other. Whoever lost had to wear the other team's football shirt, and you stuck with it. You ended up wearing a Watford shirt on Monday.
For the whole of the show, like, I put it on as soon as we started the show, and then come 4 o'clock, I pretty much took it off straight away.
Mm. And how much stick did you get from your mates?
Yeah, loads, loads. He said, I'm not allowed back on turf anymore. That's where Burnley play. Yeah, loads. Plus, we did the phone call as well.
Yes, of course. Yes, we did the phone call to your mum, who was worried that you were in some kind of love triangle. I can't really remember how that came about, but it was amazing.
But basically, I had to ring my mum and you held up sheets of paper and I had to say exactly what was on that piece of paper, which was really awkward. We got quite a few thousand views on that, you know, on the video.
Yeah. Right. Oh, also, when it got to the end of that game, I held up something that you had to say and you refused to do it. In fact, we've got the moment right here.
I just want to say sorry for something. Something really bad has happened and I'm really sorry.
You're getting me worried now. Why? What's he done?
I don't know how to tell you, but...
Well, you just tell me. You're making me really nervous now.
Burnley lost to Watford yesterday.
Right.
I'm really sorry,
Mum. That's right, your dad was sulking, yeah. I wonder why he was in a grumpy mood last night. I know why now.
Yeah, that's why Dad will be sulking. I'm really sorry, Mum. I just want to apologise on behalf of the town and the team for the result.
You've lost me now. I'm not following you.
Thanks for understanding, Mum.
Well, I don't understand. I'm not understanding you.
Before I go...
Yeah, go on.
Thanks, see you later.
Hello, what? You still haven't told me what's going on.
I'm going.
Right, okay then. All right then.
See you in a bit.
Bye.
Bye.
You didn't do the end one.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
No?
No.
Too far.
No, I'm not doing it. I don't... Oh, that was...
Oh, you got so close. Oh, you should have done the end one.
I'm sweating.
So on that piece of paper, it said PS, then something you had to say, but you refused to say it. I've had so many messages from people asking me to ask you what was on that piece of paper.
I've had so many people, even my brothers text me, my best mates, and I'm like, nope, I'm not telling you what it's on that piece of paper.
Okay.
It's good to have an air of mystique about it.
I agree with that. But the thing is with this podcast, this is all about honesty. This is all about all the presenters being very honest. It's behind the scenes at Radio 1. Do you know what I mean? So, like, I'm... obviously, it's not for me to say what was on that bit of paper, because the reason I wrote it down for you to say to your mum was that I know it was difficult for you to say. Do you want to kind of at least allude to what it was about?
Do I? No, because I want this to be put to bed. And I knew it'd come back and... bite me on the arse. I knew it would do that. When I first started at Radio 1, I was like, this is gonna rear its ugly head. And it did.
The problem is, Jordan, is like me, you were once a huge fan of Radio 1. Not that you're not now, but you've called into Radio 1 in the past. You've texted into Radio 1 in the past. I've done the same. And the thing is, when you're not working for Radio 1, you can text and call in. All of those messages and all of those calls come back and bite you at some point. And that's, I think if we were to give a clue about what was on that bit of paper, it was about something that you may have done on Radio 1 before you started on Radio 1.
Yeah, let's just say it was a phone call with Scott Mills on Radio 1 when I was 17.
Yeah.
A long time ago. And let's just move on.
Yeah, okay. I can hear it stressing you out. That's fine, though.
Oh, God.
I reckon a lot of people will be able to work that out, but that's up to them. Okay, I put a picture of you up on my Instagram. And what I loved about the comments underneath this was so many people weren't aware of what you look like.
Mate, I get this all the time. If we put something up on Radio 1's Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, like you said, Snapchat, people, like, it's the most thing we get in the comments, like, I did not expect him to look like that. Everyone thinks I'm going to be a bit nerdy and blonde and really skinny, I think.
Well, I'm going to read out some of the comments. The one that got the most likes was from Sammy on Instagram, and she's put, Jordan is not supposed to look like that. And what I can't tell with some of these comments is if they mean this in a really positive way or a negative way. It's actually hard to tell.
I can't tell that. Someone said I look like a fat Jack Black as well.
I saw a few fat Jack Blacks as well, yeah. Tiffany...
I mean, Jack Black's quite big anyway.
Yeah. To be a fat Jack Black is quite fat, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter.
I mean, I'd say I was average. I wouldn't say I was big. I wouldn't say I was skinny.
No, you're a good-looking guy. Anyway, I've only really got you on this to talk about Monday and to say that I had genuinely had a real good laugh with you, and lots of people seem to enjoy it. So I hope to do it again sometime.
Oh, mate, me too. It was really funny when you played the Northern clips out. I was cringing. I didn't realise how Northern I sound.
Oh, mate.
All the clips together.
If you put your voice over, say, the Coronation Street theme or Hovis, as we did, it really adds something. In fact, in case you missed this, you can listen to this now.
My mum's now ironing, thinking, oh, I wonder how a Jordan's thing down in London. I wore this and my uncle was like, what is this, your London look now? What have you got on? Looks. This is a shirt that you do not wear in the Big Window, honestly. When my mates come to Burnley for the first time, I'm like, come on, we'll go for a pint in Big Window. Like, why is it called
Big
Window?
That's a treat.
Yeah. Could it be a north-south thing?
Oh, I don't know. You love that kind of thing.
So he actually has a fly squatter in his hand. Tom, my phone's gone dead. I'll meet you at the Two Faces at 8:30. No, seriously, Ang. It's going to look like she's taking me out for the day.
Yeah, you see, Jordan, that's peak Northern, you go.
I cringe just listening back. Like, how... Yeah. Even Northern would say that's Northern.
Another question for you. Is your name actually Jordan North, or have you added North into your name to make you even more Northern?
Do you know, I was at a barbecue last year and someone was said to me, what's your real name? I went, Jordan. I went, no, your stage name, like your real name. I went, Jordan North. He went, no, I'm like, what's your proper non-radio name? I was like, no, that is my real name. I'm not making it up.
I'm not sure people believe you.
Honestly, it is.
Crazy that, isn't it?
A bit mad, I suppose, yeah. I was destined to be on air. That's what I was like to think of it.
Jordan, whilst you're here, I don't know if you remember, but on Monday, I used the word testicles on air.
That's just a great word, even saying it now makes me giggle.
It is strangely liberating saying this kind of stuff on Radio 1, but it's all good, right? Because it's just anatomy. There was context to it. I think it was fine. In case you missed it, here's what I said.
We're getting so many texts about these sort of things in town centres that make your town famous. Chris from Utoxeter says that in Staffordshire, they have a statue of a bull with massive testicles that get painted red at Christmas, which I think is a lovely touch.
A few people have been on saying, surely you cannot say testicles on Radio 1. So what I just wanted to do is kind of work out what is the line with what you can and can't say on Radio 1.
Yeah, well, I got told that I couldn't say get.
Say what?
Get, you fat get.
You fat get.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the context?
Well, I was doing that Northern Bond sketch. Mm. And I was pretending to be James Bond. And I went, I know you are, Goldfinger, you fat get.
Yeah.
So I got told I had to change it to fat ride.
Yeah, it's hard to know where the line is with this, but that's what we're going to try and work out in this podcast.
Yeah. Testicles, all right?
Testicles, all right.
You couldn't say balls, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm not sure. This is what we're trying to work out. Just because you can on this podcast, do you just want to throw three or four words out there that you just never really say?
That I'd love to say on the radio?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to say gobshite on the radio.
Yeah.
I'd love to say dickhead.
Yeah.
And what's the other word I like? I say all of that. Gobshite, dickhead. It feels weird saying it.
It is weird. It's really dangerous.
It's so uncomfortable.
I had a situation where I was, I very nearly said spaffed on air. And it was only because I wanted to say I've spaffed all my money. And I was told that I wasn't allowed to say that, but I'm saying it now.
Oh, right. Gobshite is my favourite word. Dickhead. Yep.
This is so weird.
Oh, bollocks.
Yeah, bollocks, yeah. Yeah.
Bollocks is okay. Oh, what a load of bollocks.
Well, we've both said it now. We'll see where this lands with the bosses.
Okay. But we can say that. I'm not going to get in trouble.
I don't know. This is what we're working out. I think what we do is we say it in this podcast, work out what we get in trouble for, and we sort of establish the line. We'll see. All right, Jordan, thank you.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, pal. Bye.
Okay, every week on the show for the last few weeks, we've been getting a guy called Good News Jamie on. He was someone that called into Bangers one time and just made us laugh and made us smile, and everyone listening loved him, so we started to get him on the show on a sort of weekly basis. Let's call him now.
Hello, hello, hello.
Good News Jamie.
Yes, it is Good News Jamie. How are you doing?
All right.
Yeah, I'm buzzing.
Mate, I realised that we didn't talk to you on the show again, so I thought I'd give you a quick call on the podcast.
Yes, standard. Yeah, mate, you gave me a call last time I was poorly, remember?
I know, you sound a lot better.
Yeah, I'm standard. You caught it off me, didn't you? And you had a day off.
I did have a day off, yes. Did you miss me?
Yeah, standard. I think you were just cheering for Watford because you won.
Okay. You good?
Yeah, I'm all good. One second. Can I go now, girls? Is that it? Sweet, I'm done. I've tried everything. I'm going to take this car now and go and enjoy it for half an hour. Did you like my shark joke, though? Wicked, wasn't it? Love you, bye. Hello, I'm here.
Dare I ask?
I collect cars out of, like, British car auction. Mate, this is where I got recognised. I walked in and she was like, I recognise your voice, because I'm dead loud and all that. And she was like, I can't think. And I was like, do you want me to say? And she was like, yeah. So I went, good news, Jamie. She went, no way, you good news, Jamie. I was like, yeah, do you want an autograph? She took me autograph.
Well, hang on. Do you mean one of the ladies there recognised you?
Yeah.
Oh, go back and get her on.
Oh, no, she's not working now. She was only there on that day.
Convenient.
I know. But, mate, I signed a picture. Well, not a picture. I signed a piece of paper and she's put it up on the notice board.
Hey, listen, we forgot to get you on the show again this week, which is really annoying because I know I said that we were going to get you on. We'll go again next week, but at the very least, you're on this podcast.
Oh, mate, what does podcast mean?
What?
What does podcast mean?
Well, podcast is like, I don't know, no one's ever asked me this before, but it's like a small... How do you explain this? So, let's say you missed the radio show. You can go and download the Scott Mills Daily, which is like all the stuff from the show, but without the music. And you can download that in like one episode, and then you can listen to that whenever you want.
I'll tell you what, I promise you I'll have a little play with it tonight. Oh, that sounds really bad, doesn't it?
That does. Yeah. So, Jamie, before we go, because we haven't got long, and we'll speak to you next week, either on this podcast or on the show, but hopefully on the show. Tell me something about your week that will cheer everyone up.
Oh no. That's right, putting me on the spot.
I know.
I feel better. Oh, I've left my van door open. I've left my keys in it as well. Someone could rob my van.
Yeah, well,
that's good news, isn't it?
Don't do that.
I have a 62 plate van, brand new.
Jamie, have you learned any jokes this week?
Yes. How do you know when a camp shark is coming towards you?
Yeah, okay. Weirdly, I heard someone else do this joke. Da, 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 da. Go on then, do it. Da, 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 da.
Genius.
It was on Newsbeat, that joke.
Yes. That's the one.
How are you finding the new breakfast show?
Oh, mate, how good is it? I've texted him, but he's not replied. But I've texted him saying, like, how good of a job he's doing. Like, it's, you know, I love him even better on the breakfast show. It's just brilliant, isn't it? He's just, you know what? What a guy. And what a handsome lad he is, isn't he?
Greg
Isn't
James.
He really handsome? Like,
he's really,
really
handsome.
Really
he is.
Mate, I played wrong-uns with him. I don't know if I've told you this before, but I've spoke to Charlie Sloth and Big Shaq. I spoke to them at like late night show. Mm-hmm. I spoke to Greg James. We did the games wrong-uns. I spoke to Scott Mills and yourself. I've spoke to Nick Grimshaw. I did the game Celebrity Gamble, what that one.
I know, you're very good at getting through because you're an enthusiastic guy. That's the key. If you call into Radio 1 and you're enthusiastic and you're very nice to the person who picks up the phone, then you're likely to get through. Hey, Jamie, we've got to go. We're still your favourites, right?
We're still what?
We're still your favourites?
Mate, favourites? Me? I really, I'd get a portrait if I could afford the tattoo on my legs.
I mean, it's something we can look at doing on the show if you like.
Yeah, mate, if you can get me on the show to meet you... Do you know what I was going to do? I was going to rent a car and come down to Reading because I know that you're doing the signed autograph things.
Yeah.
But I can't, mate. I've literally got £80 in the bank. I just can't afford it. It's gutting, isn't it?
That is gutting. We should have sorted you out. We'll do another festival. We'll get you there.
Mate, send a taxi and I'll just come down.
Oh, mate.
I love you.
I love you too. Oi, listen, sorry we couldn't get you on the radio show this week, but hopefully this is just as good and we'll speak to you next week.
Yes, I love you so much. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
He is the best, isn't he? Good news, Jamie, everyone. Now, last week we did this and people seemed to love the kind of honesty to it.
I just wanted to get a few of you guys on, and you can ask me any question about Radio 1, about the presenters, about the office, anything. You can ask anything. This is your chance to do it. If you want to ask a question in next week's podcast, if we do it again, if we haven't been banned by then, please get in touch with me on socials, on Instagram, on Twitter. Search me out and send me your question. All right, then, let's do this. Anna, you're first. What's your question?
I was just wondering how you went from being kind of Scott's mate, who sometimes called into the show, to being his full-blown co-presenter.
Oh, my God, Anna, I get asked this so much. Because I know it's a bit weird. If you've been listening to the show for ages, it might feel that when I started, it was almost like a place that I could escape to out of the rain. Mm. And now I'm here all the time. I guess what a lot of people wouldn't know is that I used to try and get work experience at Radio 1. I used to do anything I could to try and get through the door here at Radio 1. Yeah. I used to answer the phones on the surgery. I did work experience at a few radio stations that were around Radio 1 just for the chance of being able to meet people at Radio 1 and hopefully get some kind of in.
Mm.
But whilst all this was going on, Scott was a friend of mine who really supported me, and I was doing little radio demos and stuff like that. So when I got brought in on Scott's show, the easiest way to explain it was that I was Scott's friend. And that's the truth of it. I was Scott's friend, but it just gave me a reason to be on the show and a reason to be there. Otherwise, it would just be, you know, who's this random tosser who's turned up on the show?
Yeah, so basically he just thought you were funny, so he let you on sometimes.
Yeah, that's it. So I think when I first started getting on Scott's show on Radio 1, it was just on the phone. It was just little stories from my life. And I was at uni at the time and I was living a bit of a fun time. And I think he just liked those stories.
I remember that.
And we were good friends by then. So when I started on Radio 1, it was kind of really clear that I needed to be on as Scott's friend to explain why I was there.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. Because I remember just the days when you used to call in with your stories and then like you occasionally started turning up in the studio as well.
Yeah.
From there.
So yeah, it's kind of like there has been a lot of changes since when I started on Radio 1, but one thing remains the same is that I am still Scott's friend.
Yeah.
It's just maybe I don't need to be introduced as that all the time.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Just the same, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of the same.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, no, thank you. It's kind of like therapy, this. It's quite nice to kind of go through everything and reminisce as well.
Get it all out there.
Any other questions, make sure you get back in touch, all right?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Nice one, Anna.
Nice to talk to you.
And you.
Bye.
Bye. I do get asked that question all the time, though. It's actually quite nice being able to explain it on this podcast. All right, let's get another question. Connor, are you there?
Yes, Chris.
Where do I find you right now?
I'm in County Tyrone in Northern Ireland.
Cool. And what are you up to?
I'm just out walking my dog. It's a lovely day here now. It's fun shining.
Sweet. So what made you want to get in touch?
Chris, I was wondering, so you and Scott are on about maybe 1 to 4 in that in the days usually, and that's about lunchtime usually.
Mm.
And do you eat during songs? Like, do you quickly get a nibble during songs? Or would you even sometimes purposely ask for a longer song so you could have more time
to
eat?
This is a brilliant question. All right, Connor, I'll level with you. We've been doing this showtime for a while now, and it causes a real problem because before the show, we get into Radio 1, obviously, earlier than 1 o'clock, and we could be in the studio doing interviews with people or just preparing stuff for the show. So generally, from about 11:30 to 1 has to be kind of show prep time. So what it
right.
means is if you want to eat comfortably, you have to eat before 11:30. Or after 4 o'clock. So you basically miss lunch.
So generally by 4 o'clock, would you say that you're starving?
Well, this is it. I need to have lunch. Like, I get really grumpy if I'm hungry. So what we have to do is generally eat lunch during the show. And the stress is real if you order the wrong thing.
Would you ever get indigestion from eating too quickly during or?
a great question. Yeah, so how it works is we're not allowed food in the studio, so we have to eat food outside of the studio. So generally what happens is we'll be playing a song, then we've got to run, have a little bit of lunch, and then run back. And if it's, say, let's say we've got a pizza in, and it's at that really hot stage, that's obviously really dangerous because then you start burning your mouth. Every now and then you have this amazing moment on the show where Scott has stuffed his face full of food, and then had to run in, but hasn't managed to chew it in time. And brilliant. Sometimes that can sound really, really bad.
Are you allowed hot drinks in the studio, like coffee and that?
No, no, we're not allowed anything. They've really clamped down on
that. And is there any exception if you have a celebrity guest, like a high-caliber A-list star?
Yeah, they seem to be able to get water into the studio, but I think that's only because people here are too afraid to tell them off.
Has any celebrity in particular ever brought in and you were, in fact, jealous that they were able to allow this because they were off?
Yeah, well, I saw a video of Drake having like a cup of champagne, it looked like.
Yeah, on Charlie Sloth.
On Charlie Sloth's show, yeah. I was a bit jealous of that situation because I kind of think if you're going to stop us doing it, you've got to stop Drake as well. You've got to be consistent with these things.
And who's healthier, you or Scott, whenever you are going out?
Scott is massively healthier at the moment. He's doing this thing, he's going to the gym loads and he's trying to eat really, really healthy, which is annoying because at lunchtime I tend to try and corrupt the team here. And I'm always in the mood for pizza. I'm always in the mood for, like, big pasta lunches and things like that. But it can be a stress, mate, because actually when the song's playing, we're huddled in this, like, little gap between the live lounge and the studio, desperately trying to cram in food. It's really, really unglamorous.
Well, that answers my question. Thank you very much.
That's yeah. I'll let you into another little secret, Connor. On a Wednesday here at the BBC, it's Curry Wednesday in the canteen.
Brilliant. What's the best type of curry?
It sort of varies. It's always some kind of like chicken curry or there's a veggie curry. But Curry Wednesday, and that means that generally everyone at Radio 1 is eating curry, which kind of has a knock-on effect for the whole office.
And what day is pizza day?
There isn't really
pizza. 2-for-1 Tuesdays?
Maybe. But that's generally just me. Greg loves a pizza as well. There's a fish and chip Friday.
I'd be impressed if Greg's eating pizza now in the morning show, huh?
Hey, what makes you say that?
You know, at 6 o'clock, it's 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, but sometimes morning pizza is the best, as you know.
Cold or hot?
Well, you enjoy it hot in the evening, cold in the morning.
Lovely.
Connor, this food chat is making me hungry. I'm going to go get some food.
Chris, great speaking to you.
Are you enjoying the podcast?
Love it. Any Who games coming up soon?
Yeah, we only do the Who game when I'm away because I think Scott struggles to think of other ideas. I'm only messing.
And Google game?
Google game? We can bring it back if you want.
Yeah. Bring back Google game. Yeah. Brilliant. Congratulations on getting married.
Oh, cheers, sir. And look, thank you so much for your many questions.
Lovely.
Cheers, Connor. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. All right.
Then. If you want to send me your question, make sure get in touch on social, Twitter, Instagram. It's fairly easy to find me. And I think that's it for this week. It's been fun, actually, doing this from the Newsbeat studio. I haven't pressed as many of the buttons as I would have liked, so I'll quickly do it now.
BBC
Newsbeat.
And depending on how the swearing thing goes, we'll be back with episode 3 of this podcast next week. See you then.
The receipt on One Extra.
One Extra.
It's Tolly T.
Audrey, formerly known as Ghana's Finest.
And your mamacita, Milena Sanchez.
I feel like summertime is the best time to be single.
Absolutely.
She says that she's been single for 5 years straight. All seasons.
The receipt on BBC Radio One Extra.
The bad boy is just a swagger thing to me. He walks into a room and it's like...
Everyone knows he does bits.
Yeah.
You can download the receipt on the new BBC Sounds app on your favourite podcast app.